Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Google Maps is expanding coverage for public transit crowding predictions, going from 200 cities to over 10,000 transit agencies in 100 countries. Google is also making more granular crowdedness tracking available in New York and Sydney, able to show crowding on an individual train carriage level. Argo AI and Ford plan to launch 1,000 self-driving vehicles on Lyft's ride-hailing network over the next 5 years, starting with deployments in Miami this year and Austin in 2022. These vehicles will still have a human safety driver on board. Lyft will also provide Argo with driving data from its entire network in exchange for a 2.5% stake in the company. Amnesty International researchers have provided a toolkit to help identify phones that have been targeted by NSO Group's Pegasus spyware, capable of scanning iOS and Android device backups for signs of compromise. The mobile verification toolkit can also scan for potentially malicious apps installed on your device. It's available on Amnesty's GitHub page. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced the company will let other electric vehicles use its charger network before the end of 2021. It's unclear what automakers Tesla has reached agreements with, and if Tesla vehicles would get priority on its network. Square is launching a suite of savings, checking, and lending services for merchants called Square Banking, powered by Square Financial Services Industrial Bank that started operating in March. Square Savings lets sellers put a percentage of each sale into a high-yield account and create folders to track specific priorities and goals for things like taxes and emergency funds. Square Checking supports the Square debit card and ACH transfers and team payments with Square Payroll. Square Loans offers financing options and lets merchants repay loans with a percentage of their daily Square sales. Zoom announced that Zoom apps, which bring third-party apps into the main Zoom app, are now generally available with 50 apps available at launch, including Asana, Dropbox Spaces, and SurveyMonkey Enterprise. Zoom Events, initially announced back in May, is also generally available, providing an event hub to manage and share events. Twitter began testing new features for its TweetDeck client, including a full tweet composer, new advanced search features, new column types, and a new way to group columns into clean workspaces. The company plans to roll out the test to a small number of randomly selected users across the US, Canada, and Australia. Qualcomm announced it plans to release new Snapdragon Wear chipsets across various segments this year, although no specs were provided. Fossil also confirmed it plans to release new Qualcomm-based Wear OS smartwatches this year, although it's unclear if these devices will use the new chipsets. Asus announced the Chromebook CX9 and Chromebook Flip CX5, available with up to Intel Core i7 CPUs and Z graphics, and meeting US MIL standard 810H standards. The CX9 is available now starting at $749 with a Core i3 processor, up to $1,149 for an i7, while the Flip CX5 with an i7 starts at $1,049. According to a Valve employee posting on the Steam community forums, the company plans to replace its console-like Big Picture Mode UI with the UI from the recently announced Steam Deck handheld PC on the desktop. It's unclear when the new UI will roll out to existing PCs. Instagram announced the Sensitive Content Control feature, which lets users over 18 choose to see more or less sensitive content, such as sexually suggestive or violent content. The default limit setting will allow some sensitive content, with options to allow and limit even more. Nikkei Asia sources say all iPhones released in 2022 will be 5G capable, including a refreshed iPhone SE in the first half of 2022. The iPhone mini will reportedly be replaced in 2022 by a relatively cost-effective version of the iPhone Pro Max. Windows Central passes along user reports that the beta for Amazon's New World MMORPG is causing issues with NVIDIA RTX 3090 graphics cards. Users are reporting overheating, power spikes, and in some cases, entirely bricking the cards. It's unclear what's causing the issue. Samsung's next Galaxy Unpacked event will take place virtually on Wednesday, August 11th, with the phrase, "Get ready to unfold" in the announcement. The company also opened pre-orders for an unknown upcoming flagship device, promising 12 free months of Samsung Care Plus, up to an extra $200 trade-in credit, and a special pre-order offer for those committing before any official announcement. And finally, Google will shut down Google Bookmarks on September 30th. This service is a web-based bookmarking service separate from Chrome's Bookmark Sync. Google's starred locations in Maps actually syncs with Google Bookmarks, but these locations will remain available after the shutdown. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.